The boy who dug the hole, Sid, was a troublesome young lad. He scribbled all over the living room walls. He threw toilet paper all over the bathroom. He left the lid off the milkshake machine and spilt chocolate all over the kitchen. Sid's mother caught him trying to mail her car keys through the letterbox. Sid's father caught him stealing from his wallet. After weeks of Sid being a nuisance, his parents couldn't take it anymore. "Right, young man, that's it," cried Sid's mother. "You're being punished. Get out to the garden, this instant." Sid angrily strutted outside onto the soft grass, and then looked back to his mother, making his best puppy dog eyes. "That's not going to work on me, mister," boomed Sid's father, approaching from the garden shed, dragging a shovel behind him. "What's that for?" asked Sid worriedly. His father handed him the shovel. "Dig," he instructed. "Once you've dug a big hole, fill it back up and start again." "But Dad," began Sid.
"No buts, Sid," interrupted his father. "You'll dig until your arms are sore, and then keep going. You need to learn some discipline."
"But why?" whined Sid, ignoring his father's demand.
"Don't take that tone with me. You'll do it, because I said so. Now get started."
With tears welling up in his eyes, Sid plowed the shovel into the squishy ground. His parents went inside, leaving him to the task.
"Wait, how long do I have to do this?" Sid called out to them frantically, raising the shovel. The door slammed shut. Muttering to himself, Sid scooped out a mound of dirt and dumped it carelessly beside the hole he'd just dug. He went to take another scoop, only to watch the first heap drift back into the ditch. Growling at gravity, Sid kept digging. When the pit was as deep as he was tall, Sid climbed out and shoved the pile of earth back in. Then he dug the hole again. Then he filled it in again. Sid kept doing this for hours, knowing that eventually his parents would forgive him. "Maybe," Sid thought to himself, "maybe they'll even give me a chocolate bar for doing such a good job." As the sun set, he began to doubt this wishful thinking. Digging through the night, Sid wondered if his parents had forgotten about him. The next morning, after a long nap at the bottom of a freshly dug crevice, Sid was awoken by a falling slice of bread landing on his grime-smeared face. "Breakfast," declared his mother, yelling down from the top of the fissure. Surviving on a diet of bread, plus whatever groundwater he could lick from the moist soil, Sid kept digging and filling craters for days. One morning, Sid woke to the sight of his father holding his daily ration of bread. Sid covered his face, pleading, "Can't I go back inside now, Dad? My school friends will be missing me." "Not until you've learnt your lesson, Sid," replied his father sternly, tossing the slice scrap down the ravine. Weeks later, Sid had almost forgotten what lesson he was supposed to be learning. He'd tried everything. He wasn't strong enough to break down the door to his home. He wasn't tall enough to climb the garden fence. He wasn't smart enough to build a hole-digging machine out of sticks, despite his best efforts. Then one day Sid had a brilliant idea. He put down his shovel and knocked on the entrance to the house. He waited patiently until his parents opened the door crack. "I have something to say," announced Sid politely.
"Yes," answered his mother and father in unison.
"I'm sorry," said Sid sincerely. Sid's parents smiled and then gave him a warm bath and a warm hug. From that day forth, Sid was a fine young gentleman, for he knew a timely apology was always better than spending life digging holes. And all it took him was 5 minutes.